everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Friday, my friend. You have made it. Today on our weekday podcast, let's talk about what he said. Now, let me throw this scripture at you at the very beginning. It's John's writing in chapter 14, verse 6. And this is what the scripture says. Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." You know, we're closing in toward Easter in the next few weeks. And one of the things we'll talk a lot about at Easter is we'll talk a lot about the resurrection, which we should, by the way. I mean, our entire faith system is hanging on the resurrection. I'm so grateful that it is both historical and faith-filled. But between now and then, one of the things that, if we're not careful, we will not talk as much about the cross. Without the cross, there's no resurrection. When you look at this, and Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except me." Jesus is saying, okay, there is God the Father, who is creator and sustainer, and God the Father, his rules are that his son Jesus has come to give us life in abundance and come to give us life eternal, meaning the only way that we are in a healthy and wonderful relationship with our God is through his son, Jesus. I think a lot of folks make the mistake of thinking that there are a lot of ways to get to God or a lot of ways to get to heaven. I think many people say that, you know, all religions will point you to the same God, that it doesn't really matter how you get there, just do what way seems like the right way for you. And I suppose if you put it in a modern vernacular, you'd say, just go do you. The problem is, doing us isn't what gets us to heaven. Trusting him is. You see, this is not what Jesus talks about. He doesn't say, hey, you guys go do whatever, and I'm always here. In the verse, Jesus says that he is the only way to God. He says that he is the truth and the life, and that no one comes to the Father, meaning God, except through him. If Jesus is the only way to God the Father, then anyone who is trying to come to God without Jesus, they're missing it. It may seem harsh, but it is the truth. No one can reach God without the Son, Jesus. In reality, we all are in a hopeless situation without Christ. We are unclean, and sin has eaten us up, and we're in desperate need of a Savior. You see, we desperately need Jesus. God loved the whole world so much that he sent Jesus to be the answer for all mankind. I was watching a show, and it was a documentary about Billy Graham's life recently, and the question that was posed to him was, why don't you speak on so many of the social issues of the day? And I have subscribed to his theology, which is really simple. Billy Graham said, the problem with the world is sin, and the way to deal with sin is Jesus and Jesus alone. So how do we get to God if Jesus is the only way? We humble ourselves. We stop relying on other ways to get to God. We cannot get to God through trying to be good enough or trying to be religious enough or try to go to church enough or give enough. I mean, we can't do that. I mean, there's not enough effort, enough money, or enough time for us to earn that. We have to stop all of that and simply believe completely on Jesus the Lord. Even if you're already chosen to follow Christ, the same way you receive Jesus is the same way you continue on this journey with God completely through Jesus. So today, my friend, on this Friday, end the week extraordinarily well. Just offer a prayer up that says, Jesus, I want to thank you. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for hanging on the cross for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for the forgiveness of my sin and the world. And then be one of those people that would say, I understand, Jesus, you are the only way. You are the way to heaven. You are the truth of God and God alone. And you are my very lifeline. My friend, when Jesus said that, he said that with an assurance and a guarantee that through him, you get all of God you want. My friend, it's Friday. Celebrate that. Crank it up and thank the Lord. You've made it to another week. Hey, friend, Sunday morning. We're going to gather at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 and 11, and we'll meet in our worship center, but in our chapel at 11 is Sugar Hill Español, where a couple of hundred Spanish-speaking folks get together and celebrate the Lord there as well. If you're wondering what we're doing for Easter, we'll have a guided online communion, and you can find that online, and you can just go to sugarhilleaster.com and get the details. But we'll literally walk thousands upon thousands of people through communion in their own home or apartment or hotel or office, wherever they're at. And then Good Friday, we'll gather for one gathering at 7 p.m. And then on Easter, we have six services on Easter Sunday morning. We'll have a sunrise service outdoors at the Sugar Hill Bowl, which is a great venue. You get to see the sun rise and celebrate the risen Savior. And then we'll have two simultaneous services at 9:30 in the worship center and down in the theater. The one in the theater, Bobby will preach, and it'll be a little bit more of a classic service. We'll do the same thing again with two services at 11, and of course, Sugar Hill Español and our chapel. God bless you, friend. I look forward to our Easter season just around the corner, and trust you have a great weekend. Bye now.